So this is the time and opportunity to work on growth, educating the younger guys how to pick up and play as a pro, making sure we're connecting on all cylinders.
What are some of the positives you took from tonight?
Positives, we was able to run the ball when we you know, were called on to do it. I thought we did a pretty good job of keeping the quarterback upright. And we just got to find ways to, when the ball's in our hand, make sure we secure it. And continue to build that chemistry of where we're going to be at so we blindly can play with each other.
I guess you're looking to see Odell Beckham get on track. They certainly targeted him tonight, but it just didn't happen. Is he sort of the least of your worries, even though he has been blanked?
Yeah, no, it's not a worry or concern at all. If everything works all the time, then, you know, we probably wouldn't even need to practice. You don't ever expect perfection. You expect growth, and that's what we continue to see.
What's it like when you have so many changes in the offensive line? I know the coaches look to get as much versatility in the offensive line. Jeff and John spot the three positions. As a running back, though, is it important for you to have the same guys in the same spot, or just be comfortable whoever's out there?
Yeah, about understanding your personnel. Obviously, you want as much chemistry as you possibly can have, obviously. But it's your job to understand each personnel, each player, understand the one-on-one matchups they're going to have per play, understand the defense, so that way you can set up your offensive line. You know, as a runner, when the ball's in your hand, you are the artist, so you get to set everybody up. So it's important to just understand the personnel.
Yeah, being a veteran in here, you've gone through many preseasons, everything. How do you feel you're where you want to be at this point in the preseason?
You're talking about as a collective, as a unit?
First as you and then as a collective.
I'm right where I need to be. As a unit, you know, I think we're meshing, and we're right on track to be exactly where we need to be coming out Sunday in Texas.